Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Greetings and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. I'm writing this devotion only 2 days after the U.S. military has announced that they killed Osama bin Laden. Much of the talk has now begun to focus on the issue of publishing a photograph in order to prove that it actually was Osama bin Laden who was killed. People are demanding proof. They want to see him with their own two eyes. And until they see the photos, they won't believe that the Americans actually killed him. Conspiracy theories have always been around. Did we really land on the moon? Wasn't it more than one person who assassinated John F. Kennedy? How many UFOs are being hidden in the Nevada desert? And you could probably name 50 more besides. In fact, I thought I saw Elvis just the other day. Now, many people think of the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead along similar lines. They believe that the disciples conspired and made up the whole story, that through their deceitful and deceptive actions, Christianity was born. But does this conspiracy theory really stand up under the evidence? I don't think so. You see, before Easter, the disciples were cowards. One betrayed Jesus. One denied even knowing him 3 times. They all ran away and hid for fear of losing their lives. And when we do see them together, they're behind closed and locked doors in confusion and despair. But then, something utterly amazing happens. They don't see a photograph of the risen Jesus, no. No, the risen Jesus comes physically into their midst. And he goes to great lengths to prove that he really is risen and living. He encourages them to touch his wounds in his hand and in his sides. He eats with them. In fact, he even cooks them breakfast. This was no illusion, no hallucination, not even trick photography. This was a living, breathing, speaking, flesh and bone Jesus Christ. He was the one who had been crucified. His wounds prove that. But now, he was alive. It was no joke. It was no trick. It's no conspiracy theory. And the results, they speak for themselves. The despairing and utterly lost disciples instantaneously become bold, confident, and unstoppable witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus. In fact, even the reality of suffering great hardship and even suffering violent persecution could not get them to change their story that Jesus really was physically risen from the dead. Not sure about you, but I'm not going to die a violent death for a made-up story. Not for some conspiracy theory. But you know, I might die for the truth. And that's just what happened to Jesus' apostles. 10 of the remaining 11 apostles were put to death only because they would not stop confessing and teaching that Jesus had a physical resurrection from the dead. They were eyewitnesses. They knew the truth. And the truth had set them free. Well, who knows whether photographs of Osama bin Laden will ever be released. And I suspect that those who want to hold fast to conspiracy theories won't believe them even if they are. But if you want to know the truth about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, then examine the evidence. Listen to the eyewitnesses. But be warned. You will be met by a living, forgiving Jesus Christ, who will change your life just because he changed theirs. Let us pray. Gracious Father, let us ever look to the wounds of the crucified and risen Jesus Christ to be assured of our forgiveness and our eternal life. And it's in his name, who is our Lord and our God, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.